This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that Operation Sindoor will extend beyond its original scope, symbolizing a lifelong commitment to national progress. Addressing the celebrations of 20 years of Gujarat urban growth story in Gandhinagar, Gujarat yesterday, Prime Minister Modi said Operation Sindoor is not merely a military initiative, but a responsibility shared by every Indian citizen.
Your Operation Sindoor jan bal se aage badega. Jan jan. देश के विकास के लिए भागीदार बने, दायित्व संभालें. हम इतना तय कर लें कि 2047 जब भारत की आजादी के 100 साल होंगे, विकसित भारत बनाने के लिए, तत्काल भारत की इकोनॉमी को 4 नंबर से 3 नंबर पर ले जाने के लिए, अब हम कोई विदेशी चीज का उपयोग नहीं करेंगे.
The Prime Minister stressed the necessity of economic self-reliance, advocating for the one district, one product strategy to enhance local manufacturing and support indigenous industries. Encouraging national pride, the Prime Minister urged citizens to take pride in Made in India products and celebrate the country's advancements. Prime Minister Modi concluded a two-day visit to Gujarat, during which he inaugurated and laid foundation stone of multiple development projects worth over 82,000 crore rupees. He launched projects worth 5,536 crore rupees at Mahatma Mandir in Gandhinagar yesterday. New Delhi's message of zero tolerance against terrorism is echoing worldwide, with India's multi-party delegations holding back-to-back interactions with world leaders, parliamentarians, think tanks, media and civil society in different countries to further unmask Pakistan's cross-border terrorism. In South Africa, the all-party delegation led by NCP, SP, SCP, Supriya Sule advocated India's zero-tolerance policy towards cross-border terrorism. They emphasized the need to stop differentiating the terrorists and their backers, dismantling the cross-border terrorism infrastructure developed and used against India for several decades. The delegation also interacted with Indian community in South Africa. In Jammu and Kashmir, Chief Minister Umar Abdullah has announced to establish a memorial in memory of the 26 victims of April 22 tragic terror attack at Baisaran near Pahalgam in South Kashmir's Anantnag district. Following the Jammu and Kashmir cabinet meeting held at Pahalgam yesterday, the J&K Public Works Department was directed to start the work on the memorial. The Chief Minister added that suggestions would be sought to ensure that the memorial is not only magnificent, but also dignified and respectful. India has received foreign direct investment FDI inflows worth $81.04 billion in the financial year 2024-25. It reflects a 14% increase from $71.28 billion in the financial year 2023-24. Minister of Commerce and Industry in a statement said that the services sector emerged as a top recipient of FDI equity in 2024-25 by attracting 19% of total inflows. It was followed by computer software and hardware and trading. The SpaceX has successfully launched its Starship Super Heavy rocket on its ninth test flight from its facility near Boca Chica Beach in South Texas early today. The ninth uncrewed test launch flew farther than the last two attempts that ended in explosive failure. The much-anticipated liftoff took place at 5 a.m. IST. It marks a critical milestone in SpaceX's mission to develop a fully reusable heavy-lift rocket system with the capacity to carry humans to the Moon and Mars. The domestic benchmark indices opened marginally lower today and amid mixed global cues. Sensex was trading 93 points, down at 81,459, while Nifty declined 175 points at 24,809. In French Open tennis, Carlos Alcaraz, Iga Swiatek and Aryna Sabalenka will be seen in action in second round of Roland Garros Paris today, while third seed Alcaraz will take on Hungary's Fabian Marzozan. Fifth seed Swiatek will be up against Britain's Emma Raducanu. In women's singles, top-seeded Aryna Sabalenka will face Switzerland's Jill Teichmann. And that is the end of this news bulletin.